Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the Gospel of today, our Lord Jesus Christ thanked God the Father, because God the Father did not reveal the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven to the wise and prudent. Rather, He revealed them to babes and children. And here actually we need to understand that theology is the science of the knowledge of God. Theology is only done by revelation, meaning how to know God is only by revelation. Whatever God reveals to us is the truth about God. Many people try to make an image about God in their mind, and then this image call it God. For example, many people don't understand the Trinity. That's why they don't believe in Trinity, and they say, no, God is only one, there is no Trinity. So why we believe in Trinity? Not because Trinity made sense to us, so we come up with this hypothesis that God is Trinity. We believe in the Holy Trinity because God revealed Himself to us as Triune God. So whatever revealed to us is the truth about God. This revelation does not come through human wisdom. So people who want to make hypotheses about God and then prove it, or people who try to make an image about God, these are actually the wise and prudent in their own eyes. And to them, the mystery of God and the mystery of salvation and the mystery of the kingdom of heaven will be hidden. As the Lord Jesus Christ said to the Father, "I thank you, Father, because you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent." But God revealed them to children. Children means those who have simplicity of heart, those who are humble, those who are innocent. God reveals this to them. The wise and prudent could not see in Jesus that He is the Messiah, although the prophecies were very clear. But their pride and their arrogance made them blind to this revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. But when God asked the disciples, "Who do you think that I am?" Peter said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." And the Lord replied and said, "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you." So this revelation is not a human revelation, but my Father who is in the heaven. Then the Lord said, "Nobody knows who the Son is except the Father. And nobody knows who the Father is except the Son and to whom the Son wills to reveal. So if we want to know about God, the Father, this knowledge comes through the Son and to whom the Son wills to reveal. What does this mean, to whom the Son wills to reveal? Does this mean that the Son has partiality and he will decide to reveal the theology to certain people and to hide it from other people? Definitely not. But means God will reveal this to the humble people. So the question about the gospel of today, to whom the Son is willing to reveal the mystery of God? Number one, the Son will reveal to those who are humble. Archangel Gabriel appeared to Saint Mary and revealed to her the mystery of incarnation. And he told her, the Holy One who is to be born of you will be called the Son of God. And Saint Mary accepted this revelation and believed in the mystery of incarnation. This revelation actually was done to Saint Mary because of her humbleness. God looked from heaven and did not find anybody in the humbleness and the purity of Saint Mary. So he revealed the mystery of incarnation to her. Number two, God will reveal himself to those who wait for the Lord with patience. There is a prophecy, there is a verse in the Bible, and there is a virtue about waiting for the Lord. As we read in Isaiah chapter 40, those who wait for the Lord will renew strength. Wait for the Lord. In the first psalm of the 12th hour, we say the psalm, out of my depths I cry to God. He said, I waited for the Lord from the morning watch to the night. One example of those who wait for the Lord and God revealed himself to this person is Simeon the elder. God revealed to him that the mystery of incarnation will happen through a virgin, not through a married woman. As it is written in Isaiah chapter 7, behold, a virgin will give birth to a son and will call his name Emmanuel. God is with us. And Simeon believed and waited for the Lord. And in the fullness of time, Saint Mary gave birth to this child. And on the 40th day, she went to the temple to fulfill the custom of the law. And when Simeon saw this little baby, he knew by the Holy Spirit that this is the Messiah. So he carried him and said, my eye have seen your salvation, which you have prepared to all the people. He waited to the Lord, and because of his patience, and because he waited to see the fulfillment of the promise, he lived to the day in which he carried the Lord Jesus Christ on his arm and praised God and then departed in peace, as he said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Many times we don't have patience to wait for God. When we need something, we need it now and here. And if God actually delayed for any reason to reply to us, then we start to doubt His presence and our faith is shaken. But if we wait for the Lord will reveal Himself to us. Also, the Lord will reveal Himself to those who seek Him diligently. As He said, those who seek Me early will find Me. Who was the first one to know about the resurrection of the Lord? It was Mary, Magdalene, and the women, because they were seeking the Lord diligently. After the Sabbath ended, they did not wait, actually, even when the sun rise or 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. to go to the tomb. But they went to the tomb very, very early in the morning. They were seeking the Lord diligently. That's why God appeared to them and revealed the mystery of resurrection to them. So those who seek the Lord, God will reveal Himself to these people. As also He revealed Himself to St. Paul. Although St. Paul was confused, but he was seeking God diligently. Yes, he was seeking God ignorantly, and he persecuted the Christian. But because his heart was good, he did all what he did before of his ignorance. So God appeared to him and revealed Himself to St. Paul in order to correct and to redirect his way. And then St. Paul, after he persecuted the Christian, he himself became persecuted for the Church of God. Also, God revealed Himself to those who sit at His feet, those who turn aside from the busyness of the world and give time to God. In the story of the burning bush, we read in the book of Exodus that Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law. Then when he turned aside, God called him by his name, Moses, Moses. The word "when he turned aside" means if Moses continued to tend the flock and start to go with the flock here and there, God wouldn't call him. But when actually Moses decided to turn aside to look the great sight of this bush that was burning, he put aside the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and he gave all his undivided attention to God. God called him by his name, Moses, Moses. Many times we are distracted. Even if God wants to reveal Himself to us, we are busy, we are distracted. We don't give God our undivided attention. Even when we pray or we talk to God, we are multitasking. But God doesn't like this. God, yes, He wants us to pray to Him all day long. But God wants certain time every day, morning and evening and night, to turn aside and to sit at His feet and to give Him our undivided attention, so He may talk to us, so He may reveal Himself to us. The same like the story of Martha and Mary. Martha was distracted with many activities, and God told her, "Martha, Martha, you are distracted with many, many things, but you need to focus and to give attention to the One," like Mary, who sat at His feet, was learning from Him, and she chose the good portion that will not be taken away from her. Also, God reveals Himself to those who are innocent and pure in heart. We read in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." In the Old Testament, we read about a high priest who actually was not faithful in his priesthood. He did not discipline his children, who are also priests according to the law of the Old Testament and the priesthood of Levi. And he left them do ungodly things in the altar and in the temple. And there was a very young child who lived with this priest, with this high priest, and was serving him. And God decided to reveal Himself to this young child. This young child is Samuel the prophet, who lived with Eli the high priest. And God called him by his name, "Samuel, Samuel." And because of the innocence of his heart, he thought that Eli is the one who is calling him. And after this vision was repeated 3 times, Eli told him, "If you hear this voice again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" And God revealed Himself to Samuel and chose him to be a prophet, to declare the salvation of God to the people. Also, it is interesting to know that God, because He wants everybody to be saved, God reveals Himself to even those who doubt Him, in order to confirm their faith, in order to strengthen them. When Thomas the Apostle doubted the resurrection of God, God knew that he is a good person, has a good heart, but he has a weak point. He doubts. In order to confirm his faith, God appeared to him and told him, "Thomas, put your hand in the print of the nails and put it in my side, and don't be unbelieving, but believing. Blessed is he who believes without seeing." From all these stories and many, many more stories, we know that God is willing to reveal Himself. But to whom? to those who are innocent, to those who are humble, to those who wait for Him, to those who seek the Lord diligently, to those who have pure heart, even to those who doubt Him, but they are seeking Him. God reveal Himself. So let us dedicate this liturgy and ask God to reveal Himself to us, to be one of those to whom the Son reveals who the Father is, and the Son, the Father reveals who the Son is. Let us pray in this liturgy, asking God, reveal Yourself to us. Let us understand the mysteries of Your kingdom, the mystery of Your salvation, the mystery of Your theology. Enlighten our mind and give us this understanding. Let us put away our prudence and wisdom, because you cannot see God or understand the God with the prudence and wisdom of humanity, but only with the heavenly wisdom and the prudence that is from above. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.